The messy reality of life as an American teenager is something you see only once in a while on movie screens. The bet that Hollywood seems to make is that the truth is too painful for either kids or their parents to relive on screen. The new movie, Mean Creek, challenges that notion. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Mean Creek combines sensitivity and teenage themes in a way that is all but unheard of these days. This is not Princess Diaries or American Pie. Instead, the film, which was a hit at both Sundance and Cannes, is a revelation. Mean Creek's plot, with echoes of Deliverance and River's Edge, does have familiar elements. But its keen sense of interpersonal dynamics and its concern with larger issues set it apart. Even the use of the word mean in the title says a great deal about the film's acuity. You rarely hear an adult say, "He was mean to me." And while Mean Creek is ultimately about responsibility and the difficulty of doing the right thing, it is grounded initially in the crucible of bullying, in big kids being mean and smaller ones having to take it.
Something's got to happen, Sam. Something's got to give.
You can call the police.
Police wouldn't do, Jack.
I wish I was bigger.
The smaller one in question is Sam, who looks to be about 12. Rory Culkin makes fine use, as he did in You Can Count on Me, of the air of indefinable sadness that never seems to leave him. The bane of young Sam's life in his tiny Oregon town is an overweight bully, played by Josh Peck, who opens the film beating Sam up, and not for the first time.
What do you think you're doing?
This really bothers Sam's older brother and his teenage friends. So they hatch a plot for a river trip to exact revenge.
Hey, you know that fat kid, George, who they keep holding back from graduating middle school?
Yeah, I hate that guy.
He beat up Sam.
No.
Hey, you know when we were at Rawlings? That crazy kid chased me across the field and cracked my head open with a bat.
Finally, an explanation.
Yeah, anyway.
He's a real pig.
I say we smoked that ham.
Yeah?
Mean Creek marks the feature debut of writer and director Jacob Aaron Estes. He has a knack for creating characters who gradually deepen in complexity. He also can capture the unforced sense of what's natural in a given moment to convey exactly how his characters would act. Mean Creek also understands how ever-changing and uncontrollable emotions are at that age, the way taking action can seem wildly urgent when it's not. Mean Creek is beautifully photographed and benefits from a haunting sense of place. The film also paints a picture of the river trip as an out-of-real-time experience. Its greatest asset, however, is its sense of truth. Mean Creek doesn't pander to or indulge its characters like the teenage films we're used to. It looks at them straight ahead with the respect they deserve.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.